This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jay.
Let me get into this American Bank of America story, okay? I was explaining this to Jamie off the air, if this had ever happened to her. But so yesterday, I called up Bank of America. I paid off a credit card. Now, if I'm on that Dave Ramsey show, you know, the financial guru,
yeah, uh-huh.
They'd be doing that hip, hip hooray.
Yeah, that you paid
dance.
It off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the big shout out
yeah.
thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt good about it, man. It was like $2,000-$3,000, something like that. But I paid it off because I wanted to switch over to a rewards card.
Right.
I thought, man, I need to get, you know, some air miles or something from this, right? And even the lady on the line suggested it. So I go on, boom, give her the old bank number and pay it off. She cancels that card. We open up the old rewards card for me to get credit. Now, keep in mind, the old card, I had a $15,000 credit limit, okay?
Nice.
Now
it's at zero. We're going to switch over. So we cancel this card. She says you have to do, you know, all the paperwork and stuff for the application, whatever, for the other card. So I do it. We wait 10 seconds. It's computing. Denied.
Declined.
I got denied. Declined. So now picture this. Here I am. I just paid off a card that I've got $15,000 credit on.
Right.
Zero balance now. And I just got declined for the new one. So now I don't have a card at all.
So he wanted to get the upgrade card, and now he doesn't have the upgrade card or the startup card. You have no card.
This lady is baffled. She says it's never happened.
Oh, my God.
I've never had this to happen. You've got zero balance now.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
then you just got declined.
That doesn't make any sense because you're a good customer, right? You pay off your bill and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, man.
And timely payments because it's direct. It's direct. It's straight from the bank. So
yeah.
I've never missed a payment.
Well, maybe
never.
You're actually a bad client because they want the interest.
Yeah, yeah. They want people that don't pay it.
Look. I've been a client since 1989. Think about that. 35 years.
You're not making them any money, though.
No, Carson, you're missing it. I am making the money. I've been paying interest for 35 years.
Yeah, but you said you paid off every time, so that means they're not.
No. I carried a balance of $4,000, $5,000, $6,000.
Gotcha.
I've never paid this card off.
Oh, okay.
Ever.
All right.
I've always paid them. You know, it comes straight out of the bank.
Right.
And it's a monthly payment. $400 every month, and about $150 of that's interest every month.
Gotcha.
And I've been doing that for 30 years, and they declined me.
So now he has no credit card.
I go. So I'm expecting this lady. I'm expecting her to grab a supervisor, right?
Yeah.
She goes, no, I can't do that. You're going to get a letter in the mail that tells you why you're declined. And then we could start over on the process.
And what's interesting is that this is a Bank of America Visa or something?
Yeah, it's a MasterCard.
A MasterCard?
Yeah.
So, and then they see that you're a Bank of America customer, right?
Yes.
So the whole thing is whacked.
Yes, they see everything.
So they
Jamie.
Know what kind of like money you have in the bank to pay it off and all that stuff. That's weird.
It's unbelievable. It, not only that, you give you know all the particulars of your salary and everything. And I'll be honest with you, I don't owe anything else. I have no car payment. I have nothing. The only thing I have is like doctors and your electricity and things like that and a mortgage. That's it.
Right.
I got no other bills. Got none.
Well, if it makes you feel better. Okay, I'll make you feel better. So I have the American Express Platinum, which is kind of hard to get, right?
Oh, I could get it.
It's the nice heavy card. It's metal.
It's a heavy duty
real
card.
Real nice. Yeah. But it is like $650 a year to have it. But I applied for the Southwest credit card. Declined.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
I did the one where the flight attendant hands you the
thing. Fill out the form.
Right, and then you get 10,000 extra miles because you did it on the airplane or whatever, you know? And she gets like $5 or something. I don't know how it works. But anyway, I got a notice from the one that I filled out on the airplane that I was declined for a Southwest credit card.
I hear you. And yesterday, this lady, to make matters worse, I mean, before I get declined, okay, when we're applying for this rewards card, she's going through all the ways coming with the holiday season coming up on how I'm going to get such a kickback.
Rack up the points.
They got a $500 offer where if you spend like $1,500 in the first 90 days, you get $500 back.
How long were you on the phone with her?
Over an hour.
Oh, my God.
It was over an hour. Yeah.
And she was giving you sales pitches for every single card.
Oh, she was telling me what the rewards give you. And this is all before being declined. So I'm hearing all this thinking, oh, man, all this is... This is my lucky day. All this stuff's instead. When I get declined, that means I just lost $15,000 in credit.
Now, can she reinstate the old card?
She doesn't know. She's never done this before, she said. But according to her, once a card is canceled, it's canceled.
Yeah.
But they're going to try to reinstate the old card. Now that I'm declined on the rewards. So I'm kind of screwed. I don't have a card now. I'm done. I went from having a card with $15,000 credit and a $2,000 balance, paying it off to zero. To nothing.
And now your wife will control you because she's the only one that has a credit card.
I didn't even tell her.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, God.
No. I was so embarrassed. I felt like such a loser.
So now you have to pay for everything with cash?
Declined.
A debit card? You only have a, you can't, because at one point in my life, I only had a debit card too, and you can't get a rental car on it.
You can't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. No, all I have is a debit card.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I have nothing. I have nothing in my name.
I think Enterprise will let you use a debit card, but Avis and
if
all
you
those.
You use a debit card, you have to put down like a giant security deposit.
But Avis simply will not.
Oh, really?
I have to take the shuttle over to Enterprise.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they won't. Yeah. I was like, what? And she's like, I'm sorry, we don't take debit card fare.
This lady was so apologetic. She goes, oh, my God, I've never seen anything like this. I feel so bad for you. I should have never canceled that first card. No crap, Sherlock. Hello, you got one job. You screwed me. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.